Welcome to the Profit Podcast, everything NFL and fantasy football related all year long, with your host, Calvin Wright.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Profit Podcast. Week two is in the books, and it was pretty crazy. It was pretty crazy. We had some big old booms, some big old busts as well, and I'm here to go over all of it. I really don't like wasting time. Let's get straight into some of the biggest booms of the week. We start things off with this Miami Dolphins-Baltimore game. Tua went boom. Big, big, big game. 469 yards and 6 touchdowns from Tua Tagovailoa. Buffalo is next, though. Buffalo's next. So Tua, obviously, 38 points. Only rostered in 64% of leagues. Only started in 22% of leagues, so no one really saw this coming. Not many people got to capitalize on it. And now you have to go into week three going, do I try to capture this Tua magic, or do I temper expectations? And I think we have to temper expectations for week three. But after that, we got Cincinnati, Jets, Minnesota. Matchups that I think Tua can do very well in. So season long, I actually do like Tua. He's someone that I talked about a lot in the early offseason as kind of being a sleeper quarterback this year. And yes, he underthrows the ball a lot. But when you've got the two fastest wide receivers in the NFL, it doesn't always matter. So Tua, great game. Sadly, not many people capitalized on it. But if you've got him, hold on to him because I think he's going to have a great rest of season. Lamar Jackson, of course, had an excellent fantasy game as well. Most people did start him if they owned him. Rostered 100% league, started in 94. 41 fantasy points, 318 yards, 3 touchdowns, and then another 119 rushing yards and a touchdown on the ground. Ridiculous performance from Lamar Jackson. He was my number one overall quarterback this season, and this performance shows why. That electric rushing ability paired with what is now he's a very refined passer. He's genuinely, in my opinion, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Not just fantasy quarterbacks anymore, but one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Wide receivers boomed as well. Rashad Bateman with another boom performance. He scored 20, so that's 13 week one, 20 this week. He's looking to be the wide receiver one for Baltimore, and I think he should be started most of the time. He seems to be very good, and Lamar seems to trust him. 7 targets. He's definitely the clear target hog in this offense. And then Tyreek Hill on the other side, massive performance, 190 yards and 2 touchdowns on 11 receptions, 42 fantasy points. Jaylen Waddle as well, 40 fantasy points. These guys are must starts every single week. I want to address this. I was pretty low on Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. I thought they would struggle in this matchup. And I talked on TikTok. I really love Chase Edmonds. I thought Chase Edmonds would lead this team receiving. I thought he would have a great week in PPR leagues. People told me they benched Waddle and Tyreek Hill for Chase Edmonds. I want to just restate this over and over again, people. Start your studs. These are players that you drafted in the early rounds. It doesn't matter if they have a tough matchup. It doesn't matter if they end up having a bad game. They have to be started because they've proven to be explosive fantasy options. They've proven it time and time again. So you start your studs. A perfect example, Najee Harris, I got him in the league. I didn't think he'd have a good performance this week. But I started him because you have to. You have to start your studs. Pretty much any time, even if you don't think they'll do as well, you have to start the studs. You just do. But that brings us to the bust of this game, which was Chase Edmonds. He seemed to be the main running back for this team last week. Saw 12 carries, 4 targets. This game, he just disappeared. And Raheem Mostert seemed to be the guy. And season long, I mean, I liked Chase Edmonds coming in, but it gives you a very little confidence in any of these running backs on this team. There are points to be had, there are yards to be had, but predicting it might be a nightmare. So Chase Edmonds disappeared in what could have been a perfect game script. Very disappointed in Chase Edmonds this past week. None of the running backs did anything on Baltimore's side of the ball. We didn't expect it, though. Jets booms of the week. Joe Flacco with 25 points through four touchdowns. That was crazy. That was crazy. Joe Flacco, as long as everything's going perfectly around him, line's holding up, receivers are doing well, he's still a quarterback. It just, as soon as something breaks down, he falls apart. But he led them to an epic comeback today, onside kick and everything. I mean, he didn't do the onside kick part, but that was pretty exciting to see. Nick Chubb, another boom in this game, 32 fantasy points, three touchdowns, and about 100 yards from scrimmage, 32 fantasy points. This is what you get with Nick Chubb. You'll get weeks where you're very frustrated because Kareem Hunt got the scores, Kareem Hunt got the receiving work, and then you'll get weeks where it goes to Chubb and he will explode and show that he's probably the best running back in the league right now. He will be inconsistent, but at least you know that with Nick Chubb, and his highs are as high as anyone else's. Garrett Wilson went boom as well. 102 yards and two touchdowns, a breakout game. A little scary. Thought he got injured, thought he was, he got hit on the sideline, holding his back. We were a little concerned for a second, but he ended up being fine. Garrett Wilson is by far the number one wide receiver on this team, and I think he should be started from here on out. Listen, he saw a 32% target share this past week. Remarkable. Remarkable target share for Garrett Wilson. He's becoming the Jets, or has become the Jets' number one wide receiver over Elijah Moore, over Corey Davis. He's the one. Another boom was Amari Cooper. First good game this season. I mean, it's only week two. He busted big time last week. 60% started, so people still have some faith in him. He showed up big time with 25 fantasy points. And I think it's going to be kind of same old story with Amari Cooper, where it's very inconsistent for the whole season. But once again, his highs are very, very high, but his lows, unfortunately, especially with Jacoby Brissett throwing the ball, will be very low. Now, this Washington-Detroit game, this had some pretty big highs and lows. Look, Carson Wentz and Jared Goff both boomed with 26 fantasy points. Carson Wentz is someone that I was advising starting, and up until about the fourth quarter, I was pretty frustrated. I was pretty frustrated, but he got things done. It was ugly. They lost, but he got it done in terms of fantasy football. So did Jared Goff. The running backs, nothing crazy. DeAndre Swift, 56 yards, 31 yards receiving, and a touchdown. Got done 16 points, but very limited. Only 5 carries, only 7 total touches. So it just shows the incredible efficiency of DeAndre Swift, that he could have 7 touches and score 16 fantasy points. Obviously must start season long, but that was pretty crazy to see. Antonio Gibson fell back to earth in a frustrating game because we saw last week he finally got this receiving work. 8 targets last week, and he capitalized, 72 yards. And now J.D. McKissick comes in and has the 7 targets, and it's just very frustrating, as always. But the wide receivers here are very interesting. Curtis Samuel seems to be by far Carson Wentz's favorite target. He has 20 targets through the first 2 weeks. 20 targets through the first 2 weeks, and he has capitalized. 18 points, 22 points. As long as Curtis Samuel is healthy, he should be started. He's always been an extraordinarily talented player. He's always been great in fantasy. It's just he's never really been healthy. That's the problem. But if you go back to when he was healthy back in 2020, I mean, 17 points, 21 points, 26, 21. This isn't crazy to see Curtis Samuel scoring. It's just crazy that he's healthy. But as long as he's healthy, and Carson Wentz seems to like what he has in him, we should be starting Curtis Samuel. Dotson with another great game. 17 points, continues to find the end zone, 3 touchdowns through the first 2 weeks. We'll have to talk more about starting him in the future. Not sure what to think there. And Terry McLaurin, a little disappointing. 75 yards, but couldn't find the end zone. He seems to be tied for wide receiver 2, which is very frustrating on this offense. But Amon-Ra St. Brown, one of the biggest booms of this week. Someone that I have loved since, you know, about November of last season. But we kept saying, oh, is he gonna be as good? They're bringing other pieces. Yep. He's as good. And it's not because he's the only target. It's because he's a darn good NFL football player. Put some respect on Amon-Ra St. Brown's name. He is a legitimate wide receiver one in the NFL. 12 targets back-to-back, 116 yards and two touchdowns. He's a beast. He is a beast. Minnesota coming up. I'm starting Amon-Ra St. Brown everywhere you can. Obviously, you're not trying to buy him high, but if you're someone who's trying to sell high, don't do it. Hold on to Amon-Ra St. Brown because this is not a fluke. He is genuinely a fantastic, fantastic football player. Talking about busts, Matt Ryan had less than a point, less than a point. This was a bad game by Matt Ryan. He had 195 yards, three interceptions, and a fumble. He made Trevor Lawrence look like a football god. But Trevor Lawrence had actually a very, very good outing. Completed 25 of his 30 attempts, very efficient, 235 yards, two touchdowns. So that's a very good game from Trevor Lawrence. So that was good to see him do something. Now, people want to know, once again, what about James Robinson and Travis Etienne? Travis Etienne is looking like the running back too. However, I'm concerned because he's the running back too on this team, obviously. But I'm not freaking out completely. I'm not trading him away. His attempts went up this week. He went 4 attempts, now 9 attempts. And he caught all his catches for 33 yards, 3 for 33, very efficient. And this game, it was sort of just James Robinson earned the role in this game after the touchdown. But Etienne was on the field, and he looked good once again. And I think they will continue to work him into this offense and get him more and more involved. James Robinson has been having solid fantasy games, but he hasn't overwhelmed me watching him. It hasn't been amazing, I guess. At least in my opinion, stat sheet wise, it's impressive. If you just watch highlights, impressive. But he hasn't looked as good as he did before the injury. He really hasn't. And I think Travis Etienne will continue to get more and more involved. And I'm going to tell you all right now, I thought I had made this clear. Don't start Travis Etienne right now. Don't start him right now. We got to wait. But I think by week 4, Travis Etienne will be very startable. That's kind of what I'm thinking now. Week 4 probably is when Travis Etienne will get a bigger role in this offense. That game against Philly and then Houston, Indianapolis, I think he has kind of a breakout then. But obviously right now, James Robinson should be started. He's doing pretty well. Jonathan Taylor busted big time. I'm not worried exactly about Jonathan Taylor. I mean, this offense was just downright disgusting. Really what it means to me is that we need Michael Pittman back now. There's no one else, really. We need Michael Pittman back right now. Doolin had a good game, but But they need Michael Pittman for this offense to function. Booms, Christian Kirk, one of my favorite early season or preseason or just, you know, offseason wide receivers that we talked about in tons of podcasts. Christian Kirk went off again, 6 of 6 for 78 and 2 touchdowns. 2 straight good games. You know, Christian Kirk is still available in some leagues. He was only starting 60% of leagues. You got to pick him up and you got to start him. We talked about this all offseason. We said he's the wide receiver one. They paid him a lot. Even if Trevor Lawrence is terrible, he's still going to see a ton of volume, and he's a pretty good wide receiver. I think my exact words were he's a pretty good wide receiver. Not amazing, but good enough. I said something along those lines. And he's showing that. He's good enough that with this volume, he can have a great fantasy performance. Tampa Bay, New Orleans. Ooh, 2 busts from the quarterbacks. Tom Brady, 8 points. Jameis Winston, 6. Yikes. Leonard Fournette, 9. Mark Ingram, 5. Bust. Michael Thomas, 18. That was nice to see. Found the end zone. Once again, he's the clear red zone target. Chris Olave, this was a bizarre game for Chris Olave. 13 targets, only 5 receptions, 80 yards, and a fumble. One of those was kind of game was over. but it's a very promising target share that we saw from Chris Olave, extraordinarily promising, 32.5% of the targets. However, a lot of targets were bad. He and Jameis weren't really on the same page. Jameis was obviously in pain. And this offense just kind of stunk today. But this is really encouraging for Chris Olave. I've said it so many times. He needs to be rostered. You need to be trading for him. A 32.5% target share in this game, that is really encouraging. He kind of is looking in my eyes to jump Jarvis Landry as the two behind Michael Thomas. So very encouraging game from Chris Olave. Make sure you are trying to roster him everywhere you can. And then obviously Mike Evans got ejected in his yearly brawl. Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, we'll include them on the studs. We don't usually talk too much about defense on here because, I don't know. But 28 points. That's enough to win you a week. Carolina Giants. Both quarterbacks did nothing fantasy-wise. Blech. Both running backs did nothing fantasy-wise, which is crazy because it's Christian McCaffrey versus Saquon Barkley. Christian McCaffrey, this is concerning. 6.8 yards a carry. 16 fantasy points, 15 rushing attempts. This is the worst we've seen Christian McCaffrey when he's healthy. Really? We haven't seen him be healthy and be this kind of just uninvolved. He's getting, I mean, 5 targets, but he's not a focal point of this offense, which he should be. He's the best player on this team. But I think what it comes down to is Matt Rhule is a bad coach, and they're also scared of injuring him. So if he stays healthy, I would expect the workload to increase. But it's getting worrisome for McCaffrey. I'm going to give it a few more weeks before I get really concerned. But this is not the type of volume that we want to see for McCaffrey. And Saquon Barkley did not find the end zone, only 4 targets, only 3 yards a carry. As always, with any Giants players over the years, the highs are high, the lows are very low, especially when the quarterback is Daniel Jones. They just need to move on from Daniel Jones. I'm sorry, but he misses too many big plays that just kill this offense. They need to move on from him. But Saquon Barkley, I'm not worried about long term. You're going to have bad games from him just because he's tied to Daniel Jones. DJ Moore, fine game, nothing crazy. New England, Pittsburgh, some more busts. There were a lot of busts this week. There were a lot of dud performances, especially from stars. The stars who showed up big time. I mean, Jaylen Waddle, Tyreek Hill combining for 40 points. But the majority of these kind of, you know, household names just did nothing. My fears with Najee Harris are continuing. He's not very efficient still. 3.27 a carry. Only 15 rushing attempts. The volume is down. He saw some receiving work, but it didn't translate into much against this defense. It just isn't great for Najee Harris right now. And he doesn't look explosive right now. I'm wondering if the foot injury is hampering him, which would make a lot of sense. But that's a real thing. If he's playing through his foot injury and not 100%, you can't expect last year's performance from Najee Harris. You can't expect that. So I am not happy with Najee Harris. I was trying to avoid him in drafts everywhere I could, but I'm starting to get concerned, especially with how bad this offense is looking with Mitch Trubisky. There's just not much going on in this offense, not many scoring opportunities for Pittsburgh. So very concerned about Najee. Obviously, you're not dropping him or anything crazy. You're trading him for Travis Etienne because the prophet told you so. But I'm concerned about Najee Harris. Geno Smith, he got cooked. 6 points. They lost 7-27. My brother lives out in San Francisco right now. He's a Seattle fan. And he, after that game, bought tickets. So after that Monday Night Football, they bought tickets. And I don't think they were too happy with this. But Trey Lance, obviously, the biggest story from this game. Trey Lance broke his ankle. Needs season-ending surgery. It's done. We are not going to see Trey Lance until 2023. And depending on the severity, he might not be the same. It's just a terrible situation, terrible injury. Just brutal. In terms of the pass catchers, I actually think it helps Kittle. He and Garoppolo have had a lot of success in the past together, and people might be pretty low on Kittle right now. Obviously, he did not play this week. The week before, it was the monsoon, which people forget it's a monsoon. So Kittle is actually someone that I'm pretty interested in buying low for, especially with Jimmy Garoppolo now being the starting quarterback. So he is probably on the top of my buy low list right now. No one in this game did too much except for Tyler Lockett, who went off 107 yards. But I'm not chasing much on Seattle's. Rashad Penny crashed to earth 1 point. Kenneth Walker didn't do much. I mean, just gross game. Just gross. Atlanta Rams. Where is my... Let me pull up my soundboard. I have a bunch of these sounds on this soundboard, but I don't know which one is which. Long sound. Nope. Nope. Give me a second, guys. Nope. There we go. There's the sound. So basically, there, let's play the sound. Kyle Pitts, everyone. That's the fun segue into talking about Kyle Pitts. Through the first two games, he has 4 catches. 19 yards each. This is why in Dynasty Leagues I would say, hey, gosh, sell Kyle Pitts high because people are buying him at this peak. I mean, the value people were trading for Kyle Pitts in Dynasty Leagues was crazy in this offseason. But man, I mean, they just can't get him the ball. They're lining him up to block. It's brutal to watch. But gosh, don't sell low. Don't sell low. Buy high. Don't sell low, buy low if you don't have Kyle Pitts, because Kyle Pitts owners are frustrated. But honestly, I don't think that the expectations for him going into this year were realistic. It's a bad team with Marcus Mariota as quarterback. I don't think we're going to see 30 points, 25 points. Obviously, I think we're going to get more than 2 for 19. Obviously, yes. Which is why I'm saying buy low. But readjust the expectations. We say this every year. You got to start readjusting around week 2, week 3. You got to just start readjusting the expectations for some of these players. You just got to start readjusting a little bit. These running backs sucked. Holy smokes. Cordarrelle Patterson, 10 for 40, 4 points. Tyler Allgeier, 10 for 30, 3 points. Gosh. Yeah. Tyler Allgeier is someone I'm saying roster him, pick him up. The schedule lightens up midseason. I don't think he'll be great, but he needs to be rostered. Look, for some reason, they didn't trust Cordarrelle Patterson too much after his 120-yard game. They gave him the same amount of carries, 10 carries, as Allgeier. So I think that they are working in Allgeier into this offense. They like him long-term, so go make sure you roster him. I'm not starting him or anything. And then Drake London obviously needs to be rostered, but I think he's the real deal. I think you can start starting him in good matchups. I want to see it a few more weeks before I'm like, oh, he's matchup-proof, but he's the real deal. Cooper Kupp, as always, insane, 30 points. Allen Robinson bounced back, touchdown save the day, but it was good to see him, 15 points. Welcome back to the world of relevancy, Allen Robinson. Cincinnati, Dallas, gosh, Joe Burrow. He was on my do not draft list. He was on my bust list, and man, through the first 2 weeks, he has not been good. Rebound game coming up against the Jets, most likely. And Mixon and Chase, they should all break out in that Jets game. But it's just interesting so far to see this offense be so bad when they should be so good. And it makes me say, maybe Zach Taylor isn't the guy. Just like maybe Cliff Kingsbury isn't the guy. And just like I know Nathaniel Hackett isn't the guy. Higgins went off, 19 points, very nice. As always, he should be flexed, as always. On Dallas's side of the ball, Cooper Rush did not break out. Tony Pollard had a good game. He saw some receiving work, 19 points. Zeke did not get much going on the ground or through the air. This offense, this was a pretty gross game to watch, honestly. CeeDee Lamb, 15 points. So that's good to see him see him bounce back after that horrible performance. But obviously, Cooper Rush caps the upside massively for CeeDee Lamb. Massively caps the upside for CeeDee Lamb. Just a bummer. And then Houston, Denver. Denver came back and won, but man, it didn't feel like they won. It did not feel like they won. 11 points from Russell Wilson, 9 points from Javonte Williams. Courtland Sutton, profit proof receiver, came through with 11 targets, 7 receptions, 122 yards. That's probably my take so far that's aging the best is Courtland Sutton. He's looked great. Obviously a must start every week. And Javonte Williams, I'm not worried about. He was very, very good. 5 yards a carry. This offense just was a disaster. Damian Pierce breakout season might be upon us. He finally got to play, or he finally did something with his playing time. 4.6 yards a carry. Get Chicago next week. It was nothing crazy, and you shouldn't be starting him. But what I mean by he finally got to play, he was the RB1 this week. Rex Burkhead didn't have a carry. So that bodes very well for Damian Pierce truthers like myself. And then the final game we're talking about today is this Cardinals-Vegas game. Kyler Murray had a good fantasy game. It did not look like it was going to happen, but he finished with 23 points. And the running back situation, very important. Look, James Conner got injured after being questionable. He was out. So if he's gone, who do you pick up and who do you start? It seemed that Damian Williams was the primary running back after Conner left. Eno Benjamin was not as efficient. So I would say Damian Williams is the one, Eno Benjamin the two if Conner is out. However, I'm not very high on either one. I don't have a ton of faith in them. Marquise Hollywood-Brown is the one in this offense. 11 targets. It did not result in much success fantasy-wise. He dropped a big play at the end. I'm not too concerned about Hollywood-Brown, but it is just disappointing. It's just disappointing. When he should have had such a good game and just didn't. It's just disappointing. Dortch with another good game, 15 points. Only rostered in 14% of leagues. I think that he should be rostered in pretty much every league. Not started yet, but in plus matchups, I think he's interesting. But honestly, season long, I think he's a early season flash in the pan. And then none of Vegas did well offensively, really. Devontae Adams, 9 points. Ooh, gosh. 9 points from Devontae Adams. Darren Waller had a good game at the end. Found the end zone, 50 yards and a touchdown. But just a disappointing outing from both these teams, really. It felt like there should have been a lot more points scored. Felt like there should have been a lot more production, and there just wasn't. So that's my recap. I'm actually recording this Sunday night to get it out as early as I can. Right now, Green Bay and Chicago are playing, and Aaron Jones has 24 points, which is making me feel very good because I made about 3 TikToks about Aaron Jones. You know, don't panic. The only frustrating part I will say is TikTok only pushes and promotes the videos I make that age poorly. So no one will see those Aaron Jones videos, but my fading Tyreek Hill video, it will probably be up to about 60,000 views tomorrow. So that's frustrating, but for the podcast faithful, Aaron Jones, heck yeah. And I will say, A.J. Dillon, right now, 3 points. Don't freak out if he doesn't have many points this day. He still has 10 carries as of right now. It's a split backfield. They're going to be used in different ways, in different matchups. I think both of them will have good seasons. The one I'm concerned about right now is David Montgomery. Those are my thoughts at halftime of that game. All right. Well, thank you all for listening to the podcast. Have a great rest of your Monday. I'll be back either Tuesday or Wednesday where we're going to play a fun game called the Panic Meter. Where we play the Panic Meter. There we go. Which is where I will go over some situations and some players and tell you how panicked I am. So we'll be talking about, you know, maybe A.J. Dillon, maybe Devontae Adams, maybe Travis Etienne. We'll just be talking through some players that people on TikTok are worried about. So thank you all for listening, and I'll see you next time.